After weeks of negotiation, the Senate voted today to approve one of the president's top priorities, permission to pave a speedy path toward an international trade deal. The fast-tracked Trade Promotion Authority would require the full text of any trade deal to be made public. It would give Congress up to 90 days to vote it up or down, and it would ban Congress from amending the trade deal. It was a big turnaround on Capitol Hill and a big victory for the president. Political Director Lisa Desjardins joins me now to explain how it happened. This is literally the phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's exactly right. What a turnaround from last week when all of this blew up in the House. Now the Senate took it on, and here's what happened, Gwen. Change in strategy. Last week, those who supported this idea put together something Republicans like, which is this fast-track trade authority, with something Democrats like, which is assistance to workers who lose their job. Coupled those together. Well, Democrats realized there was a flaw there. They voted against the one part that they were expected to vote for, and the whole thing crumbled. Now, do-over, and instead the people who support this, including the president, have taken those two issues separately, and today's vote was on fast-track authority only. It had the votes last week. It had just a couple votes less this week, but it has made final passage.
And this time they linked it to something else that members wanted.
That's right. What they've done here is they've added to that second piece, which they've separated, the worker assistance. They've placed that inside a bill for an African trade deal that is very popular with, guess who? The Black Caucus Democrats in the House. They're not going to vote against that.